In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, dear friends, this Sunday poses a challenge. I'd like to tell you a few thoughts from the Jordan Peterson lecture that I attended this past week. It's still the Easter season. We're celebrating the Ascension of the Lord, and it's Mother's Day. Now, how can we get all four of these topics in one homily without us being here till midnight? Welcome to my world, huh? So I've been praying about this for the past several days. And as I discerned the four topics, I realized that the thread that unites them all is the reality and the consolation of home, of being home. In his lecture this past Monday evening, Dr. Peterson spoke of many topics relating to questions of faith. In one part of his lecture, which in large part he recycled from his series on the book of Exodus, he addressed exactly why Moses had to remove his sandals before the presence of God in the burning bush. Now, we've just have heard this story and have taken this for granted, but we've never asked, why exactly would Moses have to remove his sandals? I mean, it's actually odd, because if he takes off his sandals, it's nothing but his nasty, dirty feet. So how is it that his dirty feet are more symbolic or more showing greater reverence to what is holy? Dr. Peterson makes the point that the removal of sandals actually expresses vulnerability. Because you can't defend yourself should something come. You cannot step on a serpent. And you cannot run. You're stuck. You're vulnerable. It therefore expresses the safety of the holy ground. You can be vulnerable here. You are loved and accepted here. You don't even need your sandals. This is not the land you know. This is sacred ground. Now, in many respects, this is what home should be. A sacred place where the members of a family can remove their sandals, be vulnerable, and know that they are loved and accepted. This is the high vocation of the Christian family. Spouses, this is what you are called to give to one another. A sacred place where each of you can be vulnerable because you know you are loved. Parents, this is what you are called to give to your children. This is why you hold back that secular agenda. But sometimes you have to put coaches or teachers in their place to remind them that you are the parent. And you ultimately are the one responsible for providing a safe place, a sacred place to your children. Children, this is what you're called to be a part of. So oftentimes young people think that everything is better except home. That changes with age, doesn't it? Where so oftentimes it's, I don't want to be anywhere else but home. So children, you're called to be a part of this, to accept the guidance of your parents, to spend time with your parents and your siblings in your home, even though perhaps in your own mind you want to be everywhere else. You have to discipline that. You have to spend time at home. Once we understand the sacredness of home, we can speak of the reverence and the esteem we have for motherhood. Motherhood is under attack in our society. Mothers are being told that they need to do something else, especially outside of the family, in order to find their meaning and purpose. Some women even believe that the destruction of their children, especially in cases of abortion, is the only way in which they can truly be successful and achieve their potential in their lives. This is a gross exaggeration. For a woman who is called to be a mother, there is nothing higher. There is nothing that lends credibility or value to the vocation of motherhood. It is its own credibility. It is the highest of our earthly goods. Nothing can objectively compete with motherhood, which is why it is a good and noble thing for us to honor our earthly mothers, to show them the gratitude and the respect that they deserve. It's also why it is so good and noble for us to also honor the Blessed Mother, especially in this month of May, and for our crowning of her as Mother and Queen, which we'll do at our 11 o'clock Mass this morning. Once we understand the sacredness of home and have celebrated our mothers, we can turn to the ascension of the Lord Jesus. Because it's the ascension of the Lord that opens up our eternal home to each of us. We know that our Lord rose from the dead. He walked with his apostles and disciples for 40 days. retaught them the gospel, showed them the depth of the Paschal mystery. We have been attempting to do this same work for this whole first part of the Easter season. And today the Lord ascends in glory. He takes our human nature with him. It's not as if he became a human being, worked at our salvation, so I can finally get this thing off, right? Throws away our human nature, then ascends to the Father. So well, I'm glad that's over, right? Gets up to the angels and says, I got some stories for you, right? Well, he keeps our human nature. It becomes a part of who he is. And when he ascends to the Father, he takes his human and divine nature with him. And so there at the right hand of God, we see our own human nature. It is the glorification of all that is human. And in that we can see our passageway, the opportunity that's given to us in Jesus Christ, for us to arrive at our eternal home, to finally be home. One of the great tragedies of so many Christians in the world today is because they keep wanting this world to be their home. They keep plateauing and settling. This becomes their home. But as Christians, what is fundamental to our faith is that we are on the way, that we are moving through this world in order to finally reach our home. And so today the ascended Christ points us home and shows us the glory of home. Isn't that also the culmination of the entire Easter season? To realize the dignity that has been restored to us and the glory that is offered to us? That we can one day be home with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. That home waits for us. Our human natures were created for it. And in Jesus Christ, truly risen and now ascended to the Father, we can make our way home by the workings of his grace. We should allow the understanding of heaven as home to fill us with great pining and yearning for eternal life. For if we can understand home in this world, the intimacy of family life in this world, how much more, infinitely more, is waiting for us in our eternal home of heaven. And we should allow that desire for heaven to order everything that we do. When we don't want to forgive someone because they've hurt us, we give them mercy because we want to get home. When we're called to serve and we just don't want to serve, we think we've given too much or we're too tired, we give because we want to go home. When we're called to speak words of honesty, that might mean that we lose respectability when we have to speak the truth, but we really don't want to. We do so because we want to go home. We understand what is waiting for us, and the joy and the acceptance of the love of our eternal home is worth every suffering, every difficulty in this life. Everything in this life has been so designed by God's providence in order to make us fit to one day get home. So today, dear friends, we celebrate our mothers. We celebrate the work of the Lord Jesus. We celebrate the fact that heaven is offered to each of us, an eternal home that awaits each one of us.